Bank of Cardiff. This is Lena. How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling because I received some information from you guys through the mail about getting a business loan.
Yes, sure. Could you please give me your 16 digits reservation code?
2511-0001-0004-4442.
Okay, just one moment. And that would be Computers and Electronics Technology, LLC?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And what is your name, please?
My name is Cordell.
Cordell?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you the owner of the business?
No, ma'am.
No? Who is the owner?
The owner is out of town. I'm the manager.
You are the manager?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what is the owner's name?
He stays out of the picture. That's why I'm calling you.
I'm sorry?
He stays out of the picture. That's why I'm calling you.
Yeah, but he is the owner, so he's the only one who authorized to sign any loans or any legal
documents. Well, I'm authorized to do that too, ma'am. That's why I'm calling you. I'm authorized to do it too.
So you were the partner in the business?
No. I just need to know one question. What kind of credit score are you guys looking for?
Oh, we work with all kinds of credit scores from 500 to 850. This is not the most important thing. The most important, we need to know who is the owner of the business. And
you need to know who's able to make the financial decisions for the business, and that's me. That's what you need to know in order to do what you do. I've done it before. That's why I'm telling you.
Okay. And have you been signing loans for this business?
I've done it before. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay. So do you have power of attorney on this business from the owner, or how does it work when you sign it?
Gotcha. Okay. Well,
it's
ma'am, what do you need? What do you need to process a loan? Because you keep asking me good questions that I've already helped you with. I am qualified to process loans for computers and electronics technology.
Okay, and you did it before, right?
I'm not repeating myself. What you need, ma'am?
Okay. Do you have any loans on this business right now?
No.
Okay, and do you know when this business was started and when the owner
became
the owner?
February 2002. Now, you said you work with all type of scores. Are you lending the money or you're fishing around to get a loan?
No, we are not fishing around. Have you already applied somewhere, or what's the concern you have?
You said you work with all types of scores. And I'm just making sure you're working with the scores and you're not a third party.
No, we are not a third party. And we either originate this loan or we have a partner with whom we originate. We're not looking around. We're not getting a commission. It's not the brokerage. We do our loans ourselves for equipment and for working capital.
So the application will be processed once. It won't be pulled several times?
Yes.
So the credit would only be pulled one time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So what is the company's phone number?
205-419-5091.
Okay. And what's the best number to reach you?
That number.
Okay, that's your cell phone. Okay.
That's the store number.
Oh, that's a store number. And do you have alternative number, like maybe your cell or?
No, my cell is my personal cell phone.
Okay, it's just if we need to contact you, just prefer.
I'm always here, ma'am.
Okay. Wonderful. What is your email address?
It's going to be C as in cat, E as in elephant, T as in Tom, E as in elephant, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, at gmail.com. That's CETENT at gmail.com.
CETENT at gmail.com, right?
Yes, CETENT at gmail.com.
Tent, T-E-N-T, okay, at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And you said your name is Cordell?
Cordell Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Cordell. Okay, and what is the gross annual sales of the business, approximately at least?
Oh, I guess about $150,000.
And what is the business doing? What exactly?
What is the business doing? What, ma'am?
What is the line of business? Or what are you selling?
Retail sales and service.
Okay. Do you have just one location or several?
Just one.
Just one location. And how many bank accounts do you have for the business?
Just one.
Just one. Wonderful. And I can see that the business had the working capital loan in 2014, right? Do you still have it, or you already paid it off?
No, we don't have any loans outstanding.
You don't have any loans right now. Okay. And do you know how good is the owner's credit score? Because you were concerned it's just something.
Well, I know my boss won't be using his credit. That's why I said I'm an authorized person. But my credit score has been shot due to fraud and waiting on them to get my scores back up. But my scores are in the 500s.
Yeah, but again, I want to explain to you. We cannot use your score if you are not on tax return of this company or somehow.
Sweetie, you don't have to explain to me. I've been an accountant for most of my life. When I tell you that I am the authorized person, I mean in every facet. I am the authorized person. I am the authorized person. I am the authorized person. You don't need to explain nothing to me. I need to know, can you use my scores or not?
I can use the score in 500s, but this you will have to.
And which credit bureau do you use? Equifax, TransUnion, or Experian? Which one do you use?
Experian. And you would need to provide us with the documents that you are the authorized person, that you have the authorization from the owner or whatever, since you know.
I'm on the bank account. Okay. You're going to need my bank statements.
Okay.
That's authorization enough for you?
Okay. Anyway, when you will send the documents, we will look at it and hopefully it's not going to be a problem. I will send you the email with a list of documents. We would need your 6 most recent bank statements, 4 credit card processor statements, and 1 year business tax return. I will send you email with all this information, and I will send you the 1-page application. Is that what will be satisfactory for you?
You said, I heard some of what you said, but I'm quite sure it's the same stuff everybody else uses.
Okay, you didn't.
Because it's pretty much a cash advance. It's not like a real loan. It's like a cash advance loan.
It's not the cash advance loan. It's the business loan. It's the loan on the business.
Okay.
Did you have a cash advance loans before?
Nah.
On this business?
I guess what I mean by this is that when I make a payment, it's not on my credit. But if I don't make a payment, it'll be on my
credit.
Okay, that's what I mean by that type of loan.
It's not going to be on your credit. It's going to be on business credit, not on your credit.
But you're using my credit to get the loan, right?
Just to see who's going to manage the money.
So let me ask you a question. Worst case scenario, if we don't pay nothing, and the business loan goes into default, what happens then? It shows up on the business credit or my credit?
It will be on your business credit.
So the business has a credit through the Equifax, TransUnion, Experian, and I can pull it up and look at my business credit score.
Absolutely.
Where is that at? Never seen it.
Excuse me?
I've never seen a business credit score for this company. Where is it at? I've never seen it. And if that's the case, you don't need my information. You just need my name, not my social.
No. We do need both business credit.
Yeah, I'm saying that. But you're saying that if it's not paid, it won't show up on my credit. It'll show up on the business's credit. And I'm asking you, how do I pull that up?
How would you pull business credit up?
Yeah, how will I pull up the business credit? Because the business credit means that I could go to Equifax, TransUnion, or Experian in the name of computers and electronics technology.
Yes. Yes, you should be able to. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We look at this business credit all the time. Sure.
Really? Well, how do you do that, Dan? I would like to know how to do that. Where do I go to get a copy of it?
Experian. The same Experian.
So I could call Experian and say I want to get the credit score for computers and electronics technology.
Right.
Really?
I'll
try that.
I mean, our credit department does it, but I know that they have no problem to do it. Okay?
Okay. Oh, I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm just want you to tell me how since you do it. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it can't be done. I've just never seen it for this company, so I just wanted to know where would I find it at. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because I asked the company, could we do it in the business credit? And they said, well, there's no such thing as business credit. We use your credit to do the loan, not business credit. And I was like, what? I was like, okay.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
Oh, this has been years ago. I can't even remember the company name. You're probably talking about 2006.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will send you this information, and as soon as you will send me the documents, it takes maximum 48 hours for us to process it.
All right, thank
when
you.
When would you need these funds? When would you need the funds?
Oh, when we need the funds?
Uh-huh.
I guess by, you said 48 hours, hopefully by Friday or Saturday.
Okay, and what do you need it for? Just
Purchasing inventory.
For inventory. Okay. Okay, I will send you the information shortly. And,
alrighty.
You can start working on collecting the documents. Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.